to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
It's our turn to check in over at Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. Dave, what's it been like on Fox Lake this week?
It's been kind of slow because of the hot weather and no wind. You know, they're still catching some bluegills, and the bass are still biting and everything. It's just kind of hard to be out there when it's 85 degrees and no wind. I was out yesterday, and it was very hot. But, there's guys that are trolling for walleyes. They're doing pretty good up here. Beaver Dam has been a little slow from what I hear. But otherwise, we just need some more mild weather, lower temps, and a little bit of wind, and it should pick right up.
Will you find that people will shore fish more because they can maybe find some shade under a tree or something like that and not know that they're out in the boat if the weather does get really hot?
We always have a lot of shore fishermen around here. That's probably a good thing to do when it's like this. But even out in the boat, it's always cooler out on the lake, you know, when it's just a slight breeze even. And just people are going out early in the morning and they're done by midday. You know, normally they'd stay out all day, and we're doing a lot of half-day boat rentals, so
gotcha.
I don't blame them.
Anything going on over at Lake Emily?
Yeah, they're getting bass over there. They're fishing the slop over there. It's been pretty good. My friend was just here. He was over there last night. Caught some real nice fish over there. So, yeah, that's about what you go for over there, but our walleyes have been really active out in the basin. Guys are trolling for them, and they're doing really good.
Awesome. Tell us about Fishtails and what they'll find in Fishtails, not only for the fish, but also for yourself if you're going to get out there in the hot weather.
Yeah, we got everything you need, including refreshments, and ice. And we rent boats, and I always give out advice if you need to know where to go and what to use.
All right, Dave, I appreciate the time. Tell us where Fishtails is located again.
We're right on Highway 33, downtown Fox Lake, next to the river.
Have a great week, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's get our weekly check-in from Little Green Lake and the surrounding. Heading to the Landing Bait Shop and bring in Todd. Todd, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Pretty warm out there.
Oh, it is warm out there. It's sticky out there, but how's the fishing been?
You know, fishing's been all right for this time of year. The spawning's all done now, so we're getting into summer months here. And overall fishing's pretty good.
What have guys been getting on Little Green?
Probably the best bite have been the crappies for panfish. You can catch a lot of bluegills, but they're pretty small this year, so most of the guys are going out and targeting some crappies on the deep water.
Yeah, we mentioned the deep water. With all the hot weather we've had, how has that affected like Little Green with the hot weather, just fish moving around a little bit and having to go find that cooler stuff?
Yeah, the shallow stuff, there's still bluegills in the shallows under the trees and stuff, but the walleyes and crappies and even the muskies to some extent have moved out a little deeper.
Have you heard anything about any other bodies of water in your neck of the woods?
Green Lake's been good. A lot of smallmouth, a lot of bass, a lot of fishermen. They're getting some nice bluegills and crappies over there also. Their spawn is just finishing up too, so got to find the weeds, and that's where you're going to find the fish.
Sure. Now, people need to stop into the Landing Bait Shop if they want to get some refreshments and get ready for a day out on the hot water?
Yep, we've got it all. We've got beer and soda, and we've got everything you need there, ice. So, yep, just come on down to the bait shop.
Tell us where you're located.
We're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. You just follow the signs in from 44.
Todd, I appreciate your time from the Landing Bait Shop. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Wade.
Let's check out the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from B&S Bait and Tackle. Pat, it's been hot everywhere across the region. How has that impacted people out on the waters in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's the heat has got the water temps warming up, so it's pushing certain species of fish out a little bit deeper, especially on these bright, sunny days. They like a little darker conditions. But for the most part, the fishing has been great around town. The bluegills are still up shallow and on beds or just coming off beds, so they're either aggressively defending their beds or hungry and looking for food. So the panfish action's been great, and lots of good walleye and bass and pike. Everything's been snapping lately.
Are you finding that people, if they're out in the water with the heat, maybe they only go half days, they don't spend all day out there? Have people adjusted to how they fish?
Yep, it's definitely more of a morning. I'll have a lot of times have folks waiting for me in the parking lot when I get here to open in the morning. And then typically in the afternoon, starting about 4 o'clock, I start to get a rush of people coming through. So they're just looking to get in on that lower light so they're not out there in the middle of the day getting blasted with sun.
In the Madison area, if people don't want to fish, you know, the big three lakes that are over there, where else do people go in the Madison area that they can have success?
Well, there's lots of great trout fishing in the area. Just in Dane County alone, we have over 60 miles of public access to trout streams. Of course, there's also the Wisconsin River to the north of us and the Rock River to the south. So if you are looking for a little bit of a different scene and deal with some current, those are both great locations. And, you know, there's lots of other little lakes around, too, that folks like to hit up.
All right, a lot of people stop in. You know, DNS is probably one of the main stops people need to make before they wherever they go fishing in the Dane County area.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we've got everything they need to get them out on the water, but the other main thing we provide is advice on where the fish are biting and, you know, how to get there and what they'd need.
Tell us where DNS Bait and Tackle is located.
We're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate.
And what time do you open up and people are still showing up early?
We're open 6 to 6 every day.
Sounds good. Do you log all 12 of those hours every day, Pat?
Not every day. I got some help here, but a lot of the days you'll find me running around here for sure.
Well, I appreciate you giving us some time and giving us the update on the Madison chain. Have a great week.
No problem, Wade. Take care.
Let's bring in Pete Humph right now from Best Guide Service in Beaver Dam. Pete, sounds like you've had another busy week on the waters across the region.
Yeah, but mainly down in the Madison chain. That bluegill bite's been pretty good on Minona, Wabisa, and Kiganza. I'm planning on getting out looking for perch here tomorrow and scheduling some perch trips upcoming here, definitely in the month of July.
What do you like about bluegill hunting for bluegills?
Well, I like catching the, you catch some big ones that are, if they're over 9 inches, I rarely keep them. I let a client keep two for the wall yesterday that were 10 and a quarter and 10 and a half. They were extremely big. But you can find their beds. It just looks like craters on your side imaging. And when you find a big group of them, you can actually see the fish within there. And I like drop shotting them, literally throwing your bait right in there. And you feel just a little tick. You set the hook. And if you got ultralight equipment, it's a lot of fun. They fight like a smallmouth bass, and it's just a good time catching and not necessarily keeping them all, but, just catching some of the nice fish and throwing them back.
When you say keep them for the wall, you mentioned a 10-inchers. Are you saying keep them and putting them on the wall, or is that a fisherman's term that I don't know?
No, if they want to take it to a taxidermist, I'll let them keep a couple of the real big ones, but typically we throw all them real big fish back. Yep, they want to keep them for memories, yep, because it's kind of a rare thing to see them push that 10 and a half mark.
Have you taxidermied many fish that are on your wall?
Yeah, I probably got like 30 on the wall.
What's it going to take for you to keep one?
It'd have to be better than I've already got. Like my biggest bluegill is like 10 and 7 eighths, almost 11 inches. And it would have to be all of that to keep another one of that size. Yep.
Sure. So what else have you been hearing about fishing if people are looking to get out here this weekend?
It's going to be warm out. You get a Beaver Dam. I think you'd want to find some of those inlets or where there is any cooler water. Your springs typically hold some good fish. We had a walleye Wednesday, and we caught a muskie at 44 inches and a big pike at 35, but unfortunately was not able to get any walleyes. But two real nice quality fish that we caught and threw back, and it's good to see. I guess I personally haven't got one that big on Beaver Dam or Muskie, but the person I was fishing with did, and it was just nice to see, and real healthy fish, and it went back for another day.
Pete, talk about your guide service if people are looking for some help on any body of water across the region. What do people need to know?
Not much. Just let me know what you want to fish for, and if you want a certain lake, we can do that too, but other than that, I'll cover all species. You can contact me at 608-609-2707, and the bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam. It's open 24/7, so stop on in, and good luck when you get out there.
Hey, if people haven't been into Best Damn Bait, what do they find in the bait shop?
Well, there's probably not as much for minnows. In the winter, I'll have like 8-9 different types of minnows, but right now I've got five different kinds of minnows, like shiners, your toughies, your small fatheads, and then more and more your leeches, your night crawlers, your red worms at this time of year. So, yep, you just write down what you got. You can fill it out on a legal pad, either accept cash, and I do have a kiosk for debit cards too.
All right, Pete Huff, Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam, I appreciate the time on the ESPN Outdoors Report.
Thank you, Wade. Have a nice day.
All Out Marine, your experts in local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in and see their new and used inventory. Order your new model now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker dealer. This is the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wendland. Rick, how's your week been so far?
Pretty good, Wade. The fish are in their summer patterns, and they're actually biting pretty well, no doubt.
Now, you're telling me that as we speak today, you're building something onto your pier? You're building a pier?
No, we're building steps. The steps that go from my backyard to my pier, they're a little shaky and a little bendy, so we're building new steps, and it seemed like a pretty easy project, but once again, you know how those projects go, thinking it can take 20 minutes, and we're already an hour into it. So.
Well, that's all right. Hopefully you're buying for whoever's helping you out.
Right. Well, he's a master carpenter, so, you know, you got to hire the right guys.
Yeah, now, it sounds like you've been on a bunch of bodies of water this week fishing.
Yeah, I've pretty much been all over. Fox Lake, Big Green, Swan Lake over in Partyville. I know, and then my buddies were out on the Reef 51 boat on Lake Michigan, and they're still crushing fish out there, too. So I think generally southern Wisconsin fish are biting everywhere.
Now, so what have you had success with on the various lakes that you've been on in bodies of water?
Right now, Big Green, the topwater bite is really, really good early in the morning, later in the evening, and actually even in the middle of the day. The water really cleaned up on Big Green. And basically anywhere you find weeds in from 3 feet to 8 feet, those bass, pike, they're just stacked in those weeds and throwing topwater over the top of them. I mean, like some pop maxes, some ploppers, that kind of stuff over the top. They're coming up and they're just hammering. I mean, the other day on Big Green, I think I had 11 casts in a row where I either caught a fish or missed a fish.
Now, Sherry Sackett, my co-host on the 95.3 WBEV Morning Show, she was out in Lake Michigan fishing on Monday, and she caught a bunch of big salmon. What were you fishing for out there?
Same thing, salmon and trout. I mean, we caught some cohos, we caught some Chinooks, but the Reef 51 guys and that crew, they really they worked their tail off to get the fish to bite, and we had doubles and triples quite a bit.
Now, when Sherry went out, she said they did everything but reel in. That doesn't happen for you, does it?
Oh, no.
They'll just out there and kind of taking you out on the boat, and then you take care of your own business, right?
Right, no doubt.
Hey, you mentioned Swan Lake. I don't think you've ever talked about Swan Lake before in your Partyville. Can you kind of talk about that lake and what people will find if they head over there?
Well, it's a deep, long, narrow lake, and it's part of the Fox River. It's part of the Puckaway Buffalo Park Lake chain along the Fox River. And, you know, a couple times last year we struggled over there, and a couple times we just crushed them. And then when we were over there yesterday, we just absolutely crushed them. I mean, we had a good time. Most of the bass were in between the docks, not necessarily under the docks. We were throwing cinco's, chatterbaits, frogs, jigs. I mean, they've been on just about everything, but we had a golden day over there. It was a good time.
Now, are you a guy that you kind of wake up in the morning and say, hey, we're going to go to Swan Lake today, or do you plan out your week ahead of time?
Kind of like a couple of days ahead of time. I mean, you know, for me personally, I mean, I get kind of sick of fishing Fox Lake and Big Green all the time, and it's just nice to go somewhere else and you know, see what you can do and see how many fish you can catch. I mean, I've been out pretty much 6 days in a row out here in Fox Lake, whether it was for a couple hours or 5-6 hours, and I had a guide trip in there too for 8 hours. But, you know, I fish almost every day, and you just kind of get sick of fishing the same body of water all the time. So it's nice to go somewhere different.
Well, Rick, tell us, we always talk about your lures. Tell us where you can find your lures and your baits that you make, and also if people want to book you later in the summer for a guiding trip.
Well, there's a new bait shop around. It's on the corner of 33 and Highway 44, just outside of Partyville there. It's called Stu's Bait and Tackle. They just took on a big order and a couple weeks ago, and he's already sold half my baits there, so he's doing well. Fishtail's just got a big new supply of baits. M&M Tackle just got a big supply of baits. So, you know, there's guys out there buying my baits, and I'm getting emails or text messages almost every day about the bass, walleyes, muskies, and pike that they're catching on my lures.
All right, and if people want to schedule a guiding trip, what can they do?
Then give me a phone call at 920-948-8467.
Rick, I appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, Rick.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.